before session, being as is. During session, being as is. After session, being as is. The way our life opportunities manifest this ongoing change, Buddha nature that we are. I shouldn't say in a way, they do. And yet, our efforts, gathering together in Sesshin, nurtures and supports our appreciation of life. Though it doesn't add anything, yet we, all the more, if I say it in such a way, have the opportunity and the support to be as is, to appreciate this life practice that we are. So I will say a few words now, and in a way I'm recording just what I'm saying so that it's there, because I want to announce that Mushin and I have completed the process of his being a Dharma holder, and in recognition of that he's changed the color of his raksu, and that we're hoping to complete the Dharma transmission process at the end of the January session, though everything is always in flux, as we know very well. That need not change anything that we're doing here together and practicing. As many of you know, on Thursday, September 4th, I'm flying to California, and I'll be there until November 12th, at which time I'll come back for the November session. During that time, I will continue to be available once I've gotten computer access and the like functioning, which will take I don't know how long, but hopefully it'll be done by a week. And we will have, on Sundays, we'll have what we'll call Skype Doksan, and what we're going to attempt to do, and it'll depend on circumstances, is use the computer upstairs in the office space to do video Skyping with earphones and a mic, so that there's a privacy in our face-to-face meeting. That'll occur on Sundays from 9 to about 10:30-ish, as it does now, or as it has been doing. And then there'll be what I'll call phone Skype hours on Monday at morning and Tuesday late afternoon, which will be 10 to 11 Central Time on Mondays and 6 to 7 Central Time on Tuesdays, which means that you can call me via phone at the regular Zen Center phone number, which is really a Skype number, or you can Skype me. I'm not sure whether video capability will work or not, but we can try it. So either one of those mediums, because they both come into the same place, so to speak, because the Zen Center's phone is a Skype phone. And so I'll answer one or the other. And of course, if you call when someone else is on, you'll have to get a busy signal. But that's the way it is. I hopefully will be fast enough to hit the decline button, and you'll get a busy signal. So if you get a busy signal, or whatever the signal is on Skype, you just call back if you have the time and want to. For those in Champaign and Springfield, there'll be a class on Thursday night via Skype, and I'll let those who are interested in that, Mushin is going to send out a notice about registering for that, and the class will be on using as a text Joko's first book, Everyday Zen, and we're going to do a close reading of the book and discussion of it, and that'll be 6:30 to 7:15 Central Time. I have to remember to say Central Time, because that's one of the things that's going to be an issue. So, in a way, our session went very nicely, I'm glad to say. In fact, our sessions always go very nicely, even when, as in last session, we get flooded in many places. That was last session, wasn't it? Yes.
I think so.
Always the universe provides the support that we need. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is turn off the recording so that you will, some of you feel more, what should I say, inhibited about speaking on when it's being recorded. But of course, you know, when during Dharma talks, everything is recorded and made available, because you're as much part of the practice, teaching and expression that is being offered to other people. See, those who can listen to Dharma talks on the internet are supported by your practice, by your comments and questions and open expression of your practice, and we need to know that. And we don't need to know who and how. See, with the advent of the internet, practice occurs in many realms, in many ways. We've always known that. Dogen has said that 8-9 centuries ago in the quotes that we talked about of the myriad dharmas supporting our practice. But now we have a little more concrete forms that we can know, so to speak. But of course, knowing isn't what practice is. It's not knowing that's most intimate. See? Not knowing is most intimate, says the ancestors. And as some of you might know, there are actually sanghas that are completely virtual, or 95% virtual, with people all over the world practicing together only via the dharmic realm of virtual reality. Okay, so I'll stop the recording now.